This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences has received a nearly $3 million grant to address a shortage of doctors in rural parts of the state. It comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and is on top of $4.5 million previously awarded. Joining me to talk about this is Dr. Richard Turnage. He is the program director at UAMS for this. Hi, Dr. Turnage.
Hi.
First, tell me about the program and how it aims to get more primary care physicians to underserved parts of the state.
Yeah, the program takes four or five strategies to attract students from rural communities and underrepresented minority communities and medically underserved communities, and also increase the likelihood that they'll be successful in their application to medical school and then throughout their time in medical school. The theory behind that is that individuals that come from rural communities will have a greater likelihood of going and back and practicing in rural communities. And then also, an important part of this program is to enhance the exposure of our medical students to practices in rural and underserved communities. And we do that in cooperation with the Arkansas Rural Health Partnership and also the Community Health Centers of Arkansas that have, as members, either critical access hospitals in rural communities or also federally qualified health centers throughout rural Arkansas.
And we've got about 500,000 Arkansans, or about 1/6 of the population, living in areas defined as lacking an adequate number of health professionals. How does that impact those areas and those people?
Oh, it impacts them tremendously. It has an economic impact in the ability of those communities to attract businesses. And to those communities, it impacts those communities in keeping people working in those communities and the quality of life in those communities. And I think it also impacts the health of the people that live within those communities. Because you can imagine, it's here in Little Rock, it's going to be a 5 or 15 minute drive to get to your primary care provider. But in some Arkansas communities, it will be a lot longer than that. And then also to get to a specialist could be an all-day affair. And so the availability of primary care and specialty care, but especially primary care in rural Arkansas, has tremendous impacts.
And we've been talking about this for quite a while, but has this been made worse by the current pandemic?
Yeah, there is no doubt that the lack of infrastructure or the strained infrastructure in rural communities affects the outcomes for all kinds of diseases, from diabetes to COVID. And with the early diagnosis and early treatment of these patients and the early referral to centers that for people that require an advanced level of care. So absolutely, it has an impact.
And have we had a chance to, I had spoken with Senator Bozeman about this about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
Has this program actually been in place yet to see any benefits or anything yet, or is this still in the developing stage?
Right. The original funding, the original $4.6 million, was awarded, I think, last year. And so we definitely have students going through various aspects of this program. We've had students that have rotations in, I was just looking at a list of places that they've been. Our students have now had experiences in Waldron, Monticello, West Memphis, and West Helena. As far as it hasn't gone on long enough to understand whether this has actually impacted the choices of those students. That's going to take a longer period of time to figure out.
Well, related to the pandemic, I hear that other states, you know, are luring health professionals out of Arkansas. So I can see how it probably would take some convincing to keep someone to stay in their community when they're possibly being enticed with bigger offers elsewhere.
Right. I think that that's right. There's keen competition both within the state and outside the state for nurses especially, but also for all kinds of healthcare providers, and whether they're physicians or respiratory therapists or dentists. It just is a tremendous competition and tremendous need for the specialists in small communities.
And finally, any estimate when we might see some benefits from this, when this really might start to make a dent in the problem?
You know, I think that within 4 years, as we'll start to see our medical students making decisions. I mean, we will see them even now as we impact one medical student or three or five within our program deciding to become a primary care or a family physician rather than a cardiac surgeon, and to see that individual choose to practice in Waldron rather than going to St. Louis. And I think that's going to be for a large part, those are going to be kind of individual decisions that are going to be hard to ferret out with the data. But I think that within that period of 4 years, we should have enough of those kinds of trends, or enough of those experiences to identify trends.
And it really is PCP, the physicians that are needed, or is it all?
You know, it's really all. This grant really targets primary care physicians, but that's a fairly broad amount of medicine, everything from OBGYN to general internal medicine and family medicine as well, and pediatrics.
Well, great, Dr. Turnage. Good to talk with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Richard Turnage, Executive Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs with UAMS's College of Medicine. This is KUAR 89.1.